Peter, I see you. I hear you.
2 months later, you do.
It's been a good rest. It's going to be been a good break. It's been a necessary respite.
I needed the time to go into my hurt chamber and heal.
I've been polishing my Emmy. I don't know what you've been doing.
I polished it yesterday. That's so funny you say that. I took out the fancy cloth.
Yeah.
I gave it a rub.
Yeah.
Looked really good.
Yeah.
Makes me feel good about everything. Even when in the dark times, even the post-meniscectomy, which is a real word.
We're going to get into that in 1 second.
Oh, what?
I just want to tell you, I actually have shined my Emmy so much
that I only watch
television in the reflection of the Emmy.
That's very good.
I don't look at the screen.
Nope.
The Emmy is set up right next to the television set, and
yep.
I watch all TV. I watched Stranger Things, all of season three, in the reflection of the Emmy.
And you only watch Emmy award-winning TV now.
Well, I can't go back.
You can't go back. You need the high end.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your win. Brian, how was your run today?
I'll tell you what I did today. Today I did something I haven't done in a very long time. Very long time. I rode my bicycle to work today.
Shut up. No, you did not.
Yeah.
Did you really?
It's been on the to-do list
for a long time.
But I finally said, the weather's perfect. Why not just do it?
Is that an 18 mile?
14.
Gee, it seems longer.
14.
Did it seem longer to you, or did it whiz by?
It was not as difficult as I thought it would be. One, the weather was perfect. It was like 65 degrees out.
Perfect.
It's the middle of the summer, so mm-hmm. the traffic was super low. It's a Monday. We were recording this on a Monday, so traffic was the lowest I've ever seen it, actually.
We're not only recording this on a Monday, we're delivering this on a Monday.
My goodness.
Same day delivery.
I had a little trouble the second half of pretty much it's roads for half of it and then a bike path for the second half of it. And I had a little trouble finding the beginning of the bike path.
Okay.
Driving through the great Watch City, which is how we know Waltham, Massachusetts, driving around, riding around, trying to find the bike path. It was not obvious. But once I found it, it was fine.
Is this something you're going to do more than once?
Well, I'm certainly going to get home today.
Oh, okay. So you are going back.
So I have to go back.
But this wasn't a stunt.
And, well,
just for this show.
No. It's something I want to incorporate into my lifestyle a little bit, maybe once a week.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see how it was. I feel fine.
Change it up.
It's going to be like 88 degrees this afternoon. So it's going to be a totally different story. I'll get home and probably say, I'm never doing that again. It's going to be hot. It's going to be way more uphill going home. So we'll see how it goes. And people are just angrier and more cuckoo, I think, on the ride home than they are on the
way in. I disagree.
Really?
I have a very limited base of car frustration mm-hmm. or commute frustration because I get to work.
Frustration? No, that sounds weird.
What's happening?
Frustrute?
We're not doing any of that.
Frustrated commute?
No.
All right.
I have a very limited baseline for car commuting because I hate it so much.
Sure.
I'm one of the most angry people. So I just don't want to exacerbate.
You don't want to play
it. I don't.
In that sandbox.
So I either walk or I take a bike share or I hop a bus or sometimes I've run to work, but car not so much. But what I see.
Yeah.
Going by me mm-hmm. is people so mad
yeah.
that they're going to be late to jobs they hate.
Right.
So that's really where the anger is. On the going home, they're so anxious to get home. So yeah, there is still frustration,
yeah.
but I think it's leading to a better resolution.
I guess I'm just, I'm a little concerned about the road rage on the way home. We'll see what happens. Well, you know, who knows? The weigh-in was way, 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 way less concerning than I thought it would
yeah.
be.
Yeah. Well, kudos, man. That's a real adventure.
Yeah, it was an adventure. And, you know, I'm sure people listening to this say, I do that every day. I've been doing it for 35 years. But, you know, it's the first time I've done it in a very long time.
Hey, man.
And I've never commuted in from this house that we live in. I've commuted from my old house. That was a really hard ride.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And I will answer your other question. Yesterday, I re-entered the world of double-digit running. I ran 10 miles.
Oh, my.
Along wonderful, pretty much single-track trails around Concord and the Sudbury River. And I'll tell you a very quick story.
Okay.
So I've still been trying to do this heart rate thing. I basically, without too much planning, really have barely run over July and August. Like after the Memorial Day Ultra, I said, oh, I'll keep it up a little bit. And, I, you know, I just fell apart. And I did other things. I did a little hiking. I did a little this, a little that. And the time vacuum, there's no vacuum.
You right.
know, it's like, oh, I'm not running today. And then 40 things fill in the space. So long story short, I've been slowly coming back to it, but so slow. I mean, I feel like I'm running, and I'm looking down. I'm running like 12-minute miles, like 11:30 miles. It's like, what? I'm not walking here, people. And I'm trying to pick my feet up, but this is how it is, right? I'm trying to get the heart rate down, and it's just slow. I mean, in 2 months, talk to me in 2 months.
And
if
what,
we do another show, talk to me in 2 months.
And what is your heart rate when you do that?
I try to keep it below 145.
It's hard to do, right?
Yes. I got too frustrated yesterday, and I'm like, I cannot run this slowly anymore. It's so embarrassing. And this is exactly what happened. So I run out about 6 miles, turn it around. I'm taking pictures. Like, it was so beautiful. I'm down on the river. You've been there.
It's gorgeous.
Lily pads and all this stuff, and some like a old fieldstone fireplace from a house that burned down, you know, 100 years ago is in the middle of the woods. I'm taking a picture of that. And then I'm like, I'm going to take a picture of this gnarly trail because it's so tough to run on, like roots and rocks everywhere, crazy. And I start running, and I'm like, oh, I am really crushing it. I might be going slow, but, you know, this is really hard. Coming the other way, at that moment,
yeah,
two runners, both women, probably college age, wearing, you know, sports bras and spandex shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Not a care in the world.
No.
Their feet literally levitating off of the ground. They're like,
yeah,
bah, 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 bah. Roots and rocks. Well, that doesn't bother you when you're flying above the ground. And they go past me at 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, they were on hoverboards.
And I felt horrible for myself. I'm like, wow, I really thought I was crushing out here in the wilderness.
Mm.
And these two people come by me like they're, I don't even know. Like they're flying on hoverboards. You're right. That's what
like
it was like.
Like they're 25 years younger than you. 30.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. They might have been freshmen in college.
Okay.
Anyway, so they went by and I'm like, oh, well, I guess that's what it's like. But then I turned it around. And
flipped
I said,
it.
They inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I actually take a little of their form where, you know, you're actually lifting your feet off the ground?
It helps. I don't know much,
and running,
but I know that helps.
Running tall and sort of getting into it.
Mm.
And so I had a much better second half for the run.
Excellent.
It was a funny little situation I had out there, but it was a great run.
And that was a 10?
It was a 10. It was, you know, I feel like a baby runner again.
Mm.
We'll see what happens. Give me a month as I start to put the mileage back on. But yeah, I feel like a baby runner, a new runner.
Good.
You, my friend, last time we spoke into these microphones.
Yes.
You were on crutches.
I was.
You had just had your knee wrapped because you had surgeried.
Meniscusectomy.
And now you're running? I saw you ran a 5K the other day.
You ran one this morning, too.
What? Yep. Explain yourself.
Not much to say, Brian.
Yeah, there is.
You know, popped the meniscus, as you know. Scheduled the surgery, had the surgery, won an Emmy the next day. then needed to recover, got heavy into PT quick, and got full range of motion pretty much on schedule. They said within 6 weeks I would be feeling great, and I pretty much was after the surgery. And it's been about 8 weeks since the surgery now, and I'm good. And I just got back into sort of long form walking and then small running, like 1-2 miles about a week or so ago, and then needed to start the 18-week half marathon plan from the original Tom Holland book, How to Run a Marathon. Nice. And is that what it's called? How to Run a Marathon? Was that his book?
It's called, I don't know what it's called. It's Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. And so I'm on week two of that, and that calls for basically a month of 3 milers. There's right. not a whole lot of change from that.
Building that base.
Which is great, because that's exactly what I need. And it feels good. I'm slow. Yeah, I'm definitely a 12-miler club right now, 12-minute miler club. I'm definitely slow.
Doesn't it feel weird?
It doesn't. It doesn't. It's weird. Last week when I started off and it was twos, and then it was like three twos, and then mm-hmm. a long run of a three, which I know sounds crazy. Most people listening to this aren't clocking 7, 8s, 15s, 22s, whatever. But if you set your mind,
surgery,
like, I will tell you something, if you want to reset yourself and really get an appreciation for running, don't run for 10 months.
Yeah.
Because I am loving it right now. I'm in a really good place with it. And when I went from my long on Saturday compared to the 2 miler the day before, the three was easy. And I can't explain it. I mean, other than the method works. Marathon Method. That's the name of the book.
That is
the name. There it is. It works. Like, you do a two, day off. Two, day off. Two, three.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, right? That's the pattern.
Right.
It works, man. And so today was the start of a new week. Today was a three. It felt great. I'm taking a page from your book, from David Macklem's book, which is the heart rate monitoring as best I can with the limited technology I have, which is a Fitbit.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pony up and get a decent watch with real heart rate monitoring tech in it. I'm very close to getting sort of a high-end Garmin.
Okay.
I just want to be sure before I drop $300 or whatever I'm going to do, you know?
I know.
It's a
lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but I think I need it because the Fitbit is limited in what it can do.
Mm-hmm.
But what it's showing me is that, as I do this, if I keep it, if I average anywhere below 145, like you were saying, I'm around, today I was a 139.
Mm-hmm.
I think Saturday I was a 142.
Yeah.
Like, definitely slower does it.
Yeah.
But it's extremely taxing on your brain because you're constantly telling yourself, slow down.
Right.
Slow down.
But the thing about it is, the greatest thing about it is that if you keep it up, you can keep adding miles and you are unlikely to injure yourself. That's the big thing.
Well, I noticed today, because my feet felt heavy today. Mm-hmm. And it's probably just because it's the start of a new week. It's Monday, blah, blah, blah. My last mile of the three was the best. Like, I started to get good at three.
Well, that's often the case, though, right?
But my first mile will always be garbage.
Right.
Because I have to go super slow.
Right.
Second mile was work, finding breath, finding pace. Third mile was fun. It was fun.
That's
so
awesome.
I'll report back in as
so
we go.
So the danger is speeding up because you feel so good.
The danger is speeding up because you feel so good. Because that really can happen. Like, you want to push it. You want to feel it. Right. You want to do it. But
so as I understand it, and I have to go back and review all the reasons to do heart rate running, but one is you're less likely to injure yourself. The other, as you ramp up miles, the other is it does have to do with energy consumption.
Yeah.
If you're keeping it low and whatever your thresholds for zone two or whatever are, you're burning fat, your body's energy stores, as opposed to just taking that sugar hit or whatever from the fuel that you'll be consuming.
Yeah.
Once you get, past 5-6 miles. So right now you're really just training your brain and your body to go like that. And then with the same effort, you will start speeding up. And so, if you're at 140 6 months from now, your pace will be, much lower. You'll be moving faster, same effort. So there's sort of three things going on there.
I'm excited to watch it, and I'm trying to keep good data. And again, that speaks to, do I want to get a better watch, which I do.
But it's a long-term thing. And I didn't realize how little running I had done really in June and July. And it's, I'm not regretting doing it because I did a lot of other things. I did a lot of hiking. I did more bike riding. I was out on the river. Mm-hmm. I spent that time doing other stuff. But, boy, you do lose fitness.
Yeah.
Especially running fitness and efficiency and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But it's been great to be out there, and I've just sort of hopefully turned my brain off for the most part to that kind of stuff and just enjoyed being out. Looks like we're in for a great stretch of weather coming up in New England here, and it's just going to be good to be out. What do you have on the schedule between now and Millinocket?
Where's the finish line? Which way to the finish line?
You can't get there from here.
Did you just play the Millinocket Sting just then?
Yeah, you didn't recognize it?
It's been so long since I heard it. I'm on week two right now of 18. I'll follow the plan. I'll try to be careful. Remind me tomorrow when we come back and give the people another show, because we're going to give them daily shows this week.
I'm looking at you. I'm trying to believe you.
When we give them the show tomorrow, remind me to tell you about the blood clot I had in July.
Tuesday topic.
Blood clot?
Hey.
Nope. Uh-huh. These shows are too short.
Yes.
To have full credits.
Okay.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Music by Jeff Cronenberg.
Always.
I bashed my index finger. On the other hand, I'm fine.
I, for one, like Roman numerals.